for a long time, I haven't really known what to do with this morning's text from Matthew's Gospel. On the one hand, it seems like this beautiful invitation for deep rest for our souls. In fact, I don't know about you, but I almost always only hear the first part of this section. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I don't hear the rest usually. And that particular part brings all sorts of beautiful images. Lying on the beach in Hawaii with sand and the sun and a cool beverage. Or you have this picture of setting down really heavy suitcases and taking off like a really heavy backpack and just flopping onto a couch and feeling, ah, that release from the tension and the burden of the weight. That's what I generally think of when I hear, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what I want this to say. Then I hear the rest of it, and those images disappear. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. That brings a whole different set of images. A wood beam across my shoulders, or a sack flung over my back and holding onto it by the rope tie. Granted, Jesus tries to mitigate things. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, he pretty much loses me at yoke and burden. Those don't seem particularly restful to me, a yoke and a burden. That's not what I want this passage to say, or that's not what I have hoped it would say as I've read it through in the past. For whatever reasons, though, this time around, I think I've finally been able to hear what Jesus is actually saying to us and how it's actually good news. I don't think this is an invitation to get away from everything, an invitation even to a type of Sabbath rest. I think Jesus is addressing the reality of our daily lives and offering us a way to live differently, day to day. In this life, I don't think it is possible for us to eliminate all of the burdens of our souls. So instead, I think that what we hear in the scripture is that following Jesus day by day can help us to bear the burdens that we do carry. And given the context of where and when these words were spoken by Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, it's likely that Jesus is mostly addressing the religious aspect of life for those to whom he was speaking. The key word in that respect is what the NIV translates as burden. Come to me, all those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. R.T. France, a British theologian, notes that later in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 23, verse 4, there is a situation in which the scribes and the Pharisees are accused of making the people, the general population, to carry, in quotes, heavy burdens by their legalistic demands. And so that this is kind of a foreshadowing of that idea. The last, that word heavy laden is fairly unusual in the Gospels and probably links to that idea that the scribes and the Pharisees were adding all of these burdens to people's lives. Their traditions and such were meant to honor God, but the effect was to condemn the ordinary person, this is France's comment, to condemn the ordinary person to hard work. The scribes and the Pharisees had become essentially the hyper-religious. They came up with all sorts of rules and regulations that they maintained you had to follow in order to be a good person, to be right with God. And these laws governed every aspect of a person's life, not just religious ceremonies. It became overwhelming to live a good life day to day. William Barclay, I think, captures the essence of those Jesus was addressing in our passage. He writes, "Jesus spoke to men and women desperately trying to find God and desperately trying to be good. People who were finding the tasks impossible and who were driven to weariness and despair." So, Jesus offers them a different way of living. In verse 29, beginning of it, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." This is Jesus' new way of doing things. Jesus is not saying that he's offering a way to get rid of all our responsibilities and obligations. I don't think that he's talking about sort of this issue of ultimate salvation of our lives. Jesus accomplished that through his death and resurrection, his life, death, and resurrection. I think Jesus here is addressing how we live life day to day, how we live it well. Day to day in a world created and sustained by God, and day to day in a world where we are in constant relationship with other people, family, and our communities and our society. This is the area of life where all of Jesus's ethical teachings come into play, especially as we hear in the Sermon on the Mount, which is earlier in Matthew's Gospel. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Give not just your outer garment, but your cloak also. Dale Brunner puts it this way. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." A yoke is a work instrument. Thus, when Jesus offers a yoke, he offers what at first we might think tired workers least need. They need a mattress or a vacation, not a yoke. But Jesus realizes that the most restful gift he can give the tired is a new way to carry life, a new way of bearing responsibilities. Instead of offering escape, Jesus offers equipment. I love that line. Instead of offering escape, Jesus offers equipment. Jesus means that obedience to his teaching will develop in us a peace and a balance, a way of carrying life that will give more rest than we now find ourselves able to experience. To keep Jesus's commands by faith, as the teaching of Jesus everywhere beckons us to do, is to breathe new freedom, live with new quality. And so, in Jesus's word, to find oneself refreshed. Jesus eases and lightens our lives in at least two major ways. One, Jesus takes away all the focus on rules and laws and customs and do's and don'ts. And he says to us essentially, all of those are summed up in two commands. Love God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and love others as you would be loved. Within those two, Jesus calls us to focus on relationships more than on rules. The other way that Jesus eases and lightens our lives, we hear especially again in verse 29. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." That verb that's translated "learn" there shares the same root as the noun "disciple" to be a disciple of Christ. Jesus is saying, learn from me, be my disciple. And that's another way in which he gives us major rest. Jesus doesn't hand us the scriptures. He doesn't give the Sermon on the Mount and then say, okay, good luck, and leave. Jesus is with us in every moment of life. Jesus shares our burden, walks with us through everything. Again, Dale Bruner writes this. It's important to notice that Jesus says, learn from me, not just learn about me. Jesus is repeating his first phrase, take my yoke, and adding a more personal sense to it. Take my yoke means to take Jesus' word, all that he's taught. And learn from me means take Jesus' person, as he is present in his word. For we are not just to take on a cold, memorized word every morning as we set out for the day. We are to commune with a living person through his word. And this living person with whom we commune is Jesus, the one who, as we hear in the scripture, is gentle and humble of heart. This is the one we get to commune with to understand how to carry life. Walking with and following the way of Jesus day to day can help us to bear the burdens of our lives in a different way. God does give us a call as well. Those moments of Sabbath rest, where essentially we do lay aside our burdens, at least for a while. That's one of the reasons why Psalm 23 is such a beloved scripture. It's because of the image it gives us of that rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. They make me lie down in green pastures. They lead me beside quiet waters. They restore my soul. That's the beautiful rest of Sabbath, where we do get to lay down our burdens for a while. And as I mentioned before, for a long time, that's the type of rest that I thought this saying of Jesus's was about. And yet, I understand now that Jesus has something else in mind with this passage. And it's good news that he has something else in mind. Jesus is speaking of the kind of easing and lightening of our lives that Paul speaks about in that New Testament passage. Paul was dealing with, remember, these are, Jesus was saying all sorts of new things to God's people, the Jewish people, but who had grown up with all these rules about what do you have to do in order to be a good person. And so when Gentiles became followers of Jesus, essentially followers of a Jewish rabbi, a lot of the other people who had come from a Jewish background were saying, okay, well, that's one thing, yeah, to believe in Jesus, that's good, but then you have to do all these other things. Especially for men, you have to be circumcised because that's what you do. And Paul is saying, no. In these last sentences, and in fact, usually most people, he dictated and somebody else, but this is so important, he takes over and he says, I want to emphasize in the bold scrawl of my personal handwriting the immense importance of what I have written to you. These people who are attempting to force the ways of laws and regulations and rules, they have only one motive. They want an easy way to look good before others, lacking the courage to live by faith in Christ and share his suffering. All their talk about the law is gas. They themselves don't keep the law, and they are highly selective in the laws that they do observe. They only want you to follow the rules in order that they can boast of their success in recruiting you, and that's contemptible. And he goes on to say, look, I'm going to boast only about the cross of Christ. I've been crucified in relation to the world. And I love this. We have been set free from the stifling atmosphere of pleasing others and fitting into their little patterns that they dictate. Can't you see the central issue in all of this? It's not what you and I do. It's what God is doing in us. And then he closes with this beautiful thing. May what our Master Jesus Christ gives freely be deeply and personally yours. Deeply and personally. This is what Jesus is speaking of in our text for this morning. This is what Jesus wants for all of us. That this new way of life, of carrying life, will be deeply and personally ours. I love the words that Jesus adds to his description of rest the second time he says it. So the first time is in verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Stops right there. Take my yoke, etc. It goes on. The next time he says it is, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. This is for the depths of who we are, the core of our being. Jesus wants us to find rest, to find peace, even in the day to day, even while carrying those burdens of life. We live in a broken world. We will never be free from burdens in this life. But when we walk with Jesus day by day, and when we follow the way of Christ, we can ease and lighten the burdens and receive care for our souls, rest for our souls. Thanks be to God. Let's sing in response to this.